This is a message to my black body family, extended family, stretched near and far throughout the nation. If you're feeling like I am, you know that there are aspects of what's been happening that anger and fighting doesn't comfort. If you're like me, there are times when I feel deeply stuck in quicksand, and I know that struggle doesn't help. There's a certain surrender that's required to bear witness to what's happening in a very direct way. A sober surrender to the harsh reality of what's happening. A pause to feel the grief of it, to feel how weary we are from the struggle against it, and the need for us to remind ourselves in this pause that we're not alone and that we are still very much alive. This pause that supports us in saying yes, this horror is in fact happening, and we will survive it. Many of us will survive it, to talk about it, to write about it, to create from it, to resist it. I give my arms and love to the families, the mothers, the fathers, and join you in grieving the loss of our children, of our babies, of our loved ones. And while there is nothing that can take this grief immediately away, perhaps hearing my words will let you know that you have a sister who is in a state of perpetual prayer for your healing and for your family's healing. And my prayer is that we can rest in the sogginess and deep wound that only such vacancies make available to us, such loss makes available to us. For it is this snatching away of our children, once again removing them from us in these stark and hateful ways, separating them, exploiting them, and killing them, still happening. And that our capacity to stay present without hardening, without hating, but persisting with fierce clarity in ways that not only change the laws and practices of systemic hate and racism, but also include changing the hearts of those who have long withstood white supremacy at the expense of our black bodies. So this is my prayer to my sisters, my brothers, the black bodies that are grieving, that are sorrow, full of sorrow and heartbreak. Know that I hold you with all the love imaginable. I offer to you and your families and your loved ones understanding that we live in a world where we are endangered, and that what we can do with each breath is love each other.